最近就是前一段时间我们也讲到呢，就是神呢会来医治我们的青梗的事情。
So lately we've been talking about how God is going to heal our emotions.
你知道我们信耶稣呢？耶稣讲的就是说，我们来到他的跟前呢，耶稣说，劳苦当重担的到我跟前要得安息。
So Jesus said, those who are burden will come here. I will carry your burden.
Give you rest. 所以我们来信耶稣呢，就是来到耶稣跟前，一定要发现我们得到了安息，就是要休息。我们有很多的压力，很多的重担，我们来是要休息。
So we have to realize that when we come before Jesus, we are here to get rest because we have burden and we are here to get rest.
如果我们来到教会或者信主呢，发现有更多的重担呢，那我们就有问题。
So if you come to church and you find out you have more burden on you, then that will be a problem.
那这是谁讲的？这是耶稣讲的话啊。
So who said that is by Jesus?
在马太福音十一章讲到，就是说，那些担负劳苦重担的人到我跟前来，我要让他得安息。
So it's written in book of Mark, Matthew 11. It says that those who are tired and worried, who are come before me, I will give them rest.
因为我一开始读到这句话的，我觉得耶稣非常理解我，非常非常的理解每一个世人。
So when I first read the scripture, I realized that Jesus really understands us, but knows.
我在刚认识耶稣的前后，我就觉得我自己就是一个人呢。Welcome. 就是一个人呢，我觉得我非常有很多的重担，那个重担重得不得了。
So when I first came to Jesus, I felt that I have very heavy burden on me.
那时候来到北美来读书，其实不太清楚何去何从。
So I was here at first time in North America. I didn't know where to go or what to do.
所以耶稣的话呢，吸引我，就是来寻找他。
So Jesus' words attracted me so that I can come and seek him.
所以主耶稣这句话呢，越来越在我生命里面变成一种真实。
And his words has become a reality in my life.
但是好多时候我们基督徒呢，做服侍主，服侍一段，发现怎么服侍得很累呢？
So as a Christian, like as we work and we find out how come I become so tired.
Especially, 特别是当你在服侍主的时候，你怎么说服侍会累呢
？Especially when you are doing the ministry and you felt, you know, the burden on you.
所以我们要来再次来反省，我们来到主的面前是应该是得休息、得安息、得医治。
So we have to come back to the word and we have to know that we are here to get rested.
得力量。
To get strength.
如果我们得到更多的这个负担或者更多的这个压力呢，那我们就有问题了。
But if you realize that you have more pressure and more, you know, restraint in your life, then you will realize you will find it's not right.
那耶稣在讲到那句话的时候呢，他也特别讲到，他说你要学我的样式。我们可以翻开马太福音第十一章，你们要学我的样式。
We can turn to Matthew chapter 11, and Jesus also mentioned that you have to learn from me.
Yeah. 11:29, 11:29.
So, chapter 11:29, verse 29.
他说，你们要学我的样式，负我的轭。
It says, take my yoke.And learn from me.
Many times we take a yoke which is not Jesus.
那有时候我们拿着轭呢，并不是神的轭，就是
somebody else give it to us.
那这个轭呢，是别人加给我们的。
You know, the yoke is something put on two oxen on the neck so that they can pull the same load together. It's very for pulling heavy load.
那这个又就这个轭呢，就是放在两个牛之间，就是来锄地的。
也拉东西。
拉东西的呀。
So it's a heavy thing.
是一个非常重的东西。
But Jesus said, "My yoke is easy."
但是耶稣说啊，我的轭是容易的。
My burden is light.
我担子是轻省的。
Now I know why I speak in English. Because the English people are sitting in the front, they are more thirsty.
那我现在知道为什么我要讲英文，因为讲英文都坐在第一排，他们就更加饥渴。
So the Holy Spirit will flow to them first.
先要涌向他们。
Of course, we speak who speak Chinese should catch up.
讲中文的要
You know, Jesus, my yoke is easy.
那耶稣说，哦，我的轭是容易的。
You know, when we serve the Lord, when we come to the Lord, we'll take His yoke because His yoke is easy.
那我们当服侍神的时候呢，我们就要负他的轭，他的轭是容易的。
So, what does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
So, what Jesus say want that He want you to do is supposed to be easy.
那其实就是说，神要让你做的其实都是容易的。
Supposed to be easy.
那应该是容易的。
If you find it's very difficult, something you are doing in the church or in the family.Most probably is not from God.
但是如果你在家里或者在教会觉得哎好像很难呢，可能并不是从神来的。
Do you agree?
你同意吗？
Many people agree. Many people say no. Maybe I don't agree.
那有些人可能觉得是，有的人觉得不是哈。
Confused.
Many people confused. Yes. You see, Jesus said, "You forgive people."
那耶稣说你要赦免。
Forgive 70.Times seven times.
那要饶恕70个7次。
Is that an easy thing or a hard thing?
那是容易的还是难的呢？
You know, forgiveness means, literally, in the original word, means put this heavy thing down.This is too heavy. Forgive means let it go. Let it go.
那这个饶恕呢？其实在原文里边就是说要把这个事情放下，就说这个东西实在太重，你把它放下。
Let it go. Basically means let it go.
其实就是让它就这么去吧。
Or if you are holding on to something, let it go.
如果你就紧紧抓住一些东西呢，你就让它去吧。
Yeah. So let it go. Is that an easy thing or hard thing?
那如果你让它去是容易还是难呢？
Oh, which is easy? Holding is easy, or let it go is easy.
那紧紧抓住容易还是放手容易
？Okay, now remember, let it go is much easier.
那你要记得呀，放手是容易的。
And the Bible said, in 7 days you have 1 day of Sabbath, is for you to rest.
那这个圣经上说呢，7天有1天是安息日，是让你安息的。
But some people they just want to work on Sunday or Saturday, the Sabbath day.
那有的人对安息日就要工作
，Which is easier to work or to rest？
那哪一个容易的是工作还是休息
？You see, God's word is always easier, but the reason sometimes we think it's hard, why we think it's hard？
那神的话其实都是简单，但有时候我们觉得特别难，为什么会觉得难呢
？So we need to change our mind.
那我们要改变我们的思想意念。
That's called repentance.
那这个改变就是在
悔改。
悔改。
The original word means metanoia, means change your mind.
那这个悔改 metanoia 就是我改变心思意念。
Change your mind.
改变你的心思意念。
You cry or not, that's secondary. But your mind change is very important.
那也就是流泪呢，这是不重要，但是改变你的心意是重要的。
In China, there's a church. If you When you get come to Jesus, if you do not cry, you are not truly saved.
哎，中国有一个教会呢，就是他觉得，如果你来耶稣面前，你不流泪呢，你就没有真正悔改。
This is not true repentance.
They 认为这个不是真正的悔改。
Actually, the true repentance means you need to really need to change your mind.
那其实真正的悔改就是要改变我们的心思意念。
If you keep crying but don't change your mind, what is that good for?
如果你不停地哭，但是你又不改变你心意，那有什么好的呢？
There's a psychological word here. If you keep thinking the same way, doing the same thing, don't expect a different product.
如果呢，你不改变你的心思意念，做还一样的做同样事情，你就不要想到一个不同的结果。
Does that make sense?
那这个是合理的吗
？If you keep doing the same thing，
如果你一直做同样的事情
，and keep thinking the same way，
啊，那
you expect a different result is impossible。
那你也继续的做一样的事情，继续的想这样的事情，你会认为有一个不同的结果吗
？If you treat your spouse the same way， treat your son the same way。And you always want a different result. That's not reasonable.
那如果你对你的丈夫一直都是这样子，对你的孩子也一直是那样子，那你认为他们会有一个不同的改变吗
？Including to
spouse, 就是或者是妻子或者丈夫呀，配偶配偶配偶。
I need to show I have no discrimination.
包括男性女性哈，没有那个就是。 gender equality.
So God's word is true, but sometimes we find it's difficult. The reason is we need to be healed. We need to come to the Lord, change our mind.
那神的话是简单的，但是我们就是我们需要悔改，我们要改变我们的心思意念。
So when we come aligned with the word of God, we will find the power in our lives.
那当我们跟神的话语对齐的时候呢，我们就会找到力量。
That's why Jesus said, when you listen to my word and practice it, you are building a house on the rock.
所以呢，耶稣说呢，当你就是听我的话呢，就按我的话来行的话，你就是把房子建立在磐石上。
And when the wind comes and the flood comes, the house will stand. It will not fall.
那个雨淋风吹呢，你这个房子也不会倒塌。
He said, when you listen here and practice, there's power. You think about the building a house on the rock.
那呢，当你听的时候，行出来的时候呢，你就会发现有能力，因为你的房子是建立在磐石上。
Now, we don't want to become the second group. Jesus said, if you listen to my words and don't practice, it's like a person who built a house on the sand.
那我们不想做另一类人呢，就是我们听耶稣的话，但是我们不按他的话语行，就像把房子建在沙土上。
He said, when the wind comes and the flood comes and the house is going to fall.
那雨淋风吹的时候呢，这个房屋就倒塌，并且倒塌得很大。
Then he added another word. He said, "It's going to fall greatly."
对，他又加一句，就是要倒塌的很大。
You see, basically, for Christians or the church people in the church, it's not just about hearing the word; it's about practicing.
那就是把我们教会呢，所有的人呢，就是我们不仅仅只是听，我们要行出来。
So if people come to the church, I do not see God.I do not see anything different. Then we need to examine ourselves. Are we have the true faith to practice the word?
如果你来教会，你觉得哦，我还是一样没有改变的话，那你就要开始反省，到底有没有真的信心在你的里面。
So when we truly stay upon the word of God, there's power.
当我们行在神的话语当中的时候呢，就会有能力。
For sure, there's power.
就是一定会有能力。
And this is Lord is after.
那神，这是神 after.
Lord is after.
那神就会跟
Lord is after this.
哦，神就希望我们是这样子。
So our knowledge about the Bible or God is not just knowledge; it's going to come to our heart.
那我们就关于圣经这些，不仅仅只是知识，而是要进到我们的心里面。
Now, here is the knowledge and to know and come to be our heart, and we will become truth will become part of us.
那我们这个只是脑袋的那个。理论，但是我们要行出来，要成为我们的一部分，要成为我们。
And then we will walk out by faith.
然后呢，我们可以以至于行出来，要靠着信心而带着能力。
We just talked about, you know, when we forgive, there's power.
那刚刚我们讲了，我们如果是赦罪的话呢，我们赦免的话，我们就会有能力。
When we rest, there's power.
当我们休息的时候，我们也有能力。
You know, we are blessed to come, have one day to rest.
那我们其实呢是很蒙福的，有一天能够休息来这里敬拜神。
You know, resting really powerful.
那就是休息呢，也是很有能力，大有能力。
No wonder a lot of Jews, you know, the Jews, many many Nobel Prize winner, the Jews, because they called Sabbath. Every Saturday they don't do any work.
那你看那个就是很多犹太人呢，都会出很多那个诺贝尔奖，因为他们呢每个星期天他们一定会安息。
And Albert Einstein said one word. He said, "All the great discovery, great thoughts, come out of silence."
那这个爱因斯坦呢，他也说呢，就是那个伟大的思想呢，通常都是从安静中出来的。
No great things will come out of you know, like a busy, busy, busy.
那就是不会有这一个忙乱的一个环境呢，不会出来就是伟大的事情。
So we will come to the Word of God to practice.
那我们在神的话语中呢，我们就是要行动。
And there will be healing.
然后就会有对给我们心里。
There will be good results.
也会有好的结果。
So we are after this, practicing the word of God by faith.
那我们就是靠着信心把神的话语行出来。
It's not works, it's by faith.
啊，不是要按着行为。
Don't confuse.
不是按着行为，而是看着我们的信心，不要搞错了。
Now when we talk about, you know, we are. we try to share gospel to others, try to give our good stuff to our children, sometimes you find we cannot communicate well. The children does not appreciate. Our spiritual children does not appreciate. The people we try to help does not appreciate.
那有的时候我们传福音或者跟我们的孩子沟通的时候，你会发现，哎，我们的孩子也不吃我们这一套，然后我们属灵的孩子也不吃我们这一套，就很难沟通。
Why?
为什么呢？
We talked about we first need to be whole and healed.
那为什么呢？因为我们要说到，就是我们自己个人呢，必须就是一个完整，而且是一个被医治的。
Our mind, our emotional, all need to be healed.
那我们的身心灵呢，都要先得医治。
So when we practice.
那所以我们行出来的时候呢
？Our thoughts, our heart, our action align.
那我们的心、我们的行为呢，都是能够合一的，能够就是。
The Lord's power will come out.
那以至于神的
能力。That power brings healing. It's not destruction.
那这个能力出来的时候呢，是带来合一，而不是带来就是纷争。
This healing is not destruction.
哦，带来的是医治，而不是纷争。
毁灭。
毁灭。
So today we look at another example, very typical example in Bible, how Jesus communicates.
那我们今天呢，再看一个非常经典的这个耶稣怎样来沟通的一个。
You know, we bring the gospel, the good news to the world. It's about the communication.
那我们当我们传福音的时候呢，其实这个就是一个沟通。
When we try to help people, it's a first, it's communication.
那我们想要帮助一个人的时候呢，一开始也是要靠的沟通。
The communication is not just about our words, it's our gesture, our eye contact, our everything.
那呢，这个沟通也不仅仅只是语言，包括我们的肢体动作啊，包括就是其他的。
So, we look at Jesus' example, how he does things.
那我们先看看耶稣这个例子，他怎么样来沟通。
Then we said, Lord, we are going to learn your example.
那之后我们就可以说，神呢，我们要学耶稣的样式。
Because Jesus said, learn from me. My yoke is easy, my burden is light.
因为耶稣说了，我的担子是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。
And we will find things becomes easier and easier.
那我们就会发现，哦，事情会越来越简单。
Let's go to John chapter 4.This is a very common and a very familiar passage, but we will learn it again, study again.
那这个我们都学过很多次，然后我们今天再来学一下。
Okay, let's come to John chapter 4, 1 to 26.
那约翰福音第四章一到二十六节。
The familiar story is a conversation, is an encounter between Jesus and theA Samaritan woman.
那就是一个耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人就是沟通的一个状况。
Okay, I read in English, and those who read Chinese, you can read from the screen.
那牧师要读英文，读中文可以看上面的字。
The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back.Once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, Will you give me a drink?His disciple had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, You are Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, If you knew the gift of God, who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said,You have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself? As did also his sons and his flock and herds. Jesus answered, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and I have to keep coming here to draw water. He told her, Go, call your husband and come back. I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worship on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus declared, Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I who speak to you am he. Okay, this is a encounter between Jesus and the Samaritan woman. There's a lot of truth in it. A lot of things we're supposed to learn. But today we will learn together. I explain the background. Basically, from when the second temple was destroyed, you know, all the Jews were scattered to all over the world. Basically, Assyrians and Babylonians, they deported many people from outside to stay, live in Samaria.
那个巴比伦帝国呢，还有那个撒玛利亚，不是撒玛利亚，那个亚述，他们就把很多别的国家的人呢，放在这个撒玛利亚这个地方。
That's the policy. Basically, they make Jews to forget their homeland.
那他这个是他们的当时的一个政治策略，就是因为他们想让这个以色列人呢，就是忘记他们的。
So make the story short. When Jesus' time, basically in Samaria, most of the people are mixed people.
那所以呢，就是长话短说，就当时在撒玛利亚城呢，很多的撒玛利亚人呢都是就是混血。
Yeah, and their religion is a mix.
然后所以他们的信仰呢也是有一点掺杂。
But if you look at Samaria, it's like Canada. Okay, let's say Judea. Judea is United States. Canada is Samaria. Alaska is Galilee. Because Jesus was born in Galilee. If he wants to go to Jerusalem, he has to go through Samaria. Like Alaska people, if you want to go to USA, you have to go through Canada or by land.
那如果在地理上来讲呢，就有点像是撒玛利亚就像阿拉斯加，然后呢，加拿大呢就好像是这个。就是。以色列人要是去那个撒玛利亚呢，
去
加利利呢，一定要经过这个撒玛利亚。
So you now understand Galilee belongs to Israel, but Samaria is not.
那你要知道，这个加利利呢是属于以色列，但是呢，这个撒玛利亚
就像今天的just like Alaska is part of the United States, but Canada is not.
就像阿拉斯加是属于美国，但是加拿大并不属于美国。
So you understand? So Jesus was born in Alaska.
那比方说，就是耶稣就像生在阿拉斯加。
Try to go to Washington D.C.
他要去华盛顿州。
He has to go through Canada.
那他就必须要经过加拿大。
And people in United States, Canadian people, oh, sorry.
English. 那他可能美国这边人说，哎呀，这加拿大人不行。
Literally, the Jews they look down upon Samaritans.
那其实当时的以色列人都是非常瞧不起这个撒玛利亚人的。
The people is a mix, religion is a mix.
因为这些人又是混杂的人，然后他们的信仰呢也都是混杂的。
There's a one big word is the best to describe them.
那有一个词呢，可以来形容他们。
So they don't like them. They never do any business with them.
所以他们也不喜欢他们，也不跟他们有任何生意上的来往。
So basically, that's Samaritan woman. They said, they also mixed their religion like with other religions. They said, when we worship God, we have to come to this mountain because this one mountain is where Abraham sacrificed Isaac.
那他这个撒玛利亚他们的信仰呢也是混杂的。他们觉得呢，他们一定要在这个山上来敬拜，因为这个山呢是当时亚伯拉罕献祭的那个山。
But the Jews insist we have to worship in Jerusalem. That's our center of worship.
那这个以色列人说呢，我们一定要在耶路撒冷来敬拜，这才是敬拜的地方。
Now, of course, if any rabbis or priests go to Galilee from Jerusalem, they will not take the road of Samaria. They will go to the east side of Jordan and go up.And then go up. They don't like to go through Samaria because that's a bad place.
那当时的就是拉比啊，或者教师，如果他们要上去加利利呢，他们一般都会绕过撒玛利亚，他会走就是那个约旦河的另一侧，然后绕过去。
So you can see that really their relationships are bad.
那你要知道，他们当时的这个就是他们的关系是不好的。
And this is about some background.
那这个只是当时的背景。
That's why this woman was very surprised when Jesus asked her about a drink.
那所以呢，这个女的当时很吃惊，哎，耶稣问她要水。
But you are Jew, I'm a Samaritan woman.
啊，你是以色列人，我是撒玛利亚妇人。
Why do you ask me for drink?
为什么问我要水喝呢
？Basically, in her mind, you shouldn't ask me. We have nothing to do with each other.
那因为在她的印象里就是哦，你不应该问我，因为我们应该是没有任何的关系够。
And also remember, Jesus, at least people think he's a prophet.
那你要知道，耶稣至少呢，人家认为他是个先知。
And it's a single man, young man.
而且他也是一个单身的男性。
And this woman, married 5 times, now is living with somebody out of marriage.
那呢，这个女人呢有五个丈夫呢，现在这个丈夫呢也不是她的丈夫。
Think about that woman, yet in that society.
你想想看，当这个女人在当时这个社会。
How people think about her?
那别人怎么想这个女人
？It's unbelievable.
啊，这是没有办法想象的。
And those days, if you married, if you divorced the first time, you were already in big trouble. People look at you very differently. But you divorced 5 times, and now you live with somebody out of marriage.
那你想想看，当时呢，如果只是离一次婚，别人都会非常的瞧不起你。更何况这个女的已经有五个丈夫，现在
You know, that's 2,000 years ago. You know.
这是2000年前。
I remember when I was a kid, if anybody divorced in our city, everybody knows.
我还记得我是孩子。
Everybody will talk about.
我还是孩子的时候，如果我们村里有人就是离婚一次，所有人都认识他，别人都会说他。
Basically, it's the feeling is really really bad.
那就是呢，打这个女人的感受是非常不好的。
That's why she come to draw water in the lunchtime.
所以呢，他就是中午的时候来打水。
I explain a little bit about this drawing water at lunchtime. It's very special.
那我想分享一下中午来打水，这个其实是非常特别的。
I think I understood this correctly because when I was a kid, I always draw water in the well.
那我觉得我是很理解这个，因为我小的时候呢，我也从井里打水。
And our mother tongue was a very dry place. We, you know, take water from the well.So I can identify with that Samaritan woman.
那呢，我们那个家乡的水资源是很缺乏的，所以呢，我们要打水，我是非常理解这个撒玛利亚妇人。
So usually, for a normal person, we'll go to the well in the afternoon before the sunset. It's getting cooler, and everybody will go to the well.
那一般呢就是正常打水时间就是太阳快平息的时候，因为那时候比较凉快，然后很多人都去那打水。
And the people usually had their supper and then more relaxed, they want to take the water from the well to prepare for the second day.
那时候大家也吃过晚饭，大家也比较休就安静休息，他们想打水准备明天。
And also well is a place for people, friends to meet.
那这个打水的水井呢也是有很多朋友啊就见面的一个地方。
So the ladies bring their kids and then they come to that place. Usually the men don't come out. Kids will come out. Ladies will come out.
那一般都是女生呢女妈妈呢带着孩子一起来打水，然后一般男人不来打水，都是女性会还有孩子。
So we were looking forward to that moment because we are going to meet our friends on the well.
那我们又非常期待那个时候，就是因为我们可以看到我们的小朋友。
So we kids are going to talk about tomorrow. We are going to do something. You know.
那我们孩子就说，哎，明天我们要做什么做什么。
Tomorrow we are going to go to swim. Don't let our mothers know.
明天我们就河里游泳，不要告诉妈妈。
Yeah, those days when there's a flood, the river is 3 times wide. We go to swim. We didn't let our parents know.
他那个时候如果是发洪水的时候，我们的河就会有3倍这么宽。然后呢，我们都会偷偷去游泳，不告诉我们爸妈。
So some people died, we were left. We were so thankful.
那其中有些孩子就死了，那我们活下来了就很感恩。
So also this place, the well is a place of the woman to gossip there. They gossip.
那这个水井呢，也是给妇女们就是那个。Gossip 叫什么？
八卦，
说闲话的地方。
八卦，
八卦
的地方。They gossip there because you, those days, you know, those days, how can you hear news? You should thank women. You have no radio and no WeChat, nothing. Is that right? Now we can hear the news from China. Just click here. Those days, you have nothing. You should thank those people who gossip.
那个年代的人我们怎么听到新闻呢？我们要感谢那个年代的妇女，因为那个时候也没有微信啊，也没有网络，他们听新闻呢就是彼此为八卦。
It's true, it spread really fast, you know.
也是真的，而且呢这个新闻会传得很快。
Yeah, you have nothing. You have no TV, no radio and the news, you know. You know something is happening in the country, in the world. You know.
那你们就没有电视，也没有这个收音机，怎么知道新闻呢？都是，而且妇女们传播。
So this lady didn't come in the evening.
那这个妇人呢，她并没有是晚上的时候来打水。
Because she's afraid of being gossiped about.
因为呢，她害怕被别人八卦。
So she come to the noon time.
所以她中午的时候来打水。
Very hot.
是很热的时候。
You know, in Israel, very hot. He is the sixth hour. That's really the lunch time.
那这里讲的就是
六点
五正，就是正好中午12点。
Yeah, it's really really hot.
是非常热的时候。
The other people won't come out.
那别人呢？这个点不会来。
She will come out because she know there's nobody else. She didn't want to see anybody.
她会来打水，因为她知道这个点了没有人来打水，她不想看到任何人。
People also, most people don't go to well in the morning.
那其实大部分人早上也不会去来打水。
Because you know, morning people prepared to go to work. Sorry.
因为早上大家就要准备呀，要工作。
Usually, if you go to the in the morning, go to the well, you must forgot last night you do your job.
一般早上来打水都通常就是说前一天你忘记了打水。
Or your sons refused to do work and spanked by his father.
或者是孩子就是被父母打了。
I remember when we were young. And you know, spanked because we didn't want to do certain things, you know.
那我记得。
Go to draw water from the well. We said no, we are tired. Got spanked.
那我记得小时候被打屁股，常常就是因为不做事情，因为比如说哎去打水，我不去。
So the lunch time is no nothing.
那这个中午这个时间是一个。
No nothing. Nobody will go to the well.
是不是一个好的时间去打水的时间？
Because
没有人。
The parents will won't send the kids there because it's so hot.
那父母也不会这个点呢带让孩子去打水，因为太热了。
So this is the background about this woman taking water from the well.
那这个就是当时的背景，这个妇人呢中午的时候来打水。
那 let's study together. You see, the Jesus talked to this woman for a while.
那你我们来从中学习。那耶稣呢跟这个妇人呢沟通讲话。
And at the end of the conversation, and Jesus, I am Messiah. And this woman believed.
那呢在这个沟通之后呢他说我就是弥赛亚，然后这个妇人呢也相信了。
那 if I were there, if I were Jesus, I would have said, Hey woman, do you know that I'm a prophet? I know what you did.
那如果我是耶稣的话，我可能见到这个妇人就说，妇人，我是先知，我知道你所做的一切。
The woman was so scared, you know, I tried to avoid anybody in the lunch time.How I come to see this prophet.
那你想看这个女人会多害怕？她说：“我为了不让别人看到我中午来打水，可是我在这里却看到了先知。”
She was wrong.
那这个妇人如果是这样的话，她就会跑走。
Here in the Bible said also she also wrong, but she wrong to tell everybody Jesus is Messiah. She's so happy.
那这里也讲到了这个妇人跑去了，可是她跑去呢是跟大家说：“哦，我遇到了弥赛亚。”
If I were there.She also wrong.
如果我在那里的话，她也会逃走。
She was wrong for a different reason.
可能是因为不一样的原因跑走。
She was wrong to hide.
赶快躲起来。
Anyway, let's think about how Jesus, you know, started the combination and win the person's heart. You know.
那我们看看耶稣呢怎么样来开始这个对话，然后赢得这个。
Okay, today everybody will preach.
那今天每个人都要来讲道。
So what do you see? You can raise your hand. You can say a few words. Okay.
那你看到这里有什么亮光，你都可以举手来说一说。
Bible said, in some meetings, if somebody they get a word from God, Holy Spirit move among all of us, and you should stop. Somebody can speak.
那在圣经有讲的，如果在聚会当中有人有话要讲的话呢，就是前面这个人。
We can practice.
应该停止，然后让那个人来讲。我们也可以来操练。
Okay, I'll ask the first question. So.What Jesus did, like starting the conversation, how he, you know, I don't know how to present the question. Basically, he opened, make this woman open to him. You see?
How did he make the woman open?
Open to him to start a conversation. I think because this woman does not want to see anybody.
那这个我问题第一个问题就是他耶稣怎么样让这个妇人跟他开始这个对话呢？
What I mean is that sometimes, you know, somebody they don't want to be open.
那这个妇人呢是中午来打水，她并不想要对别人来敞开。
Give you an example. The other day, there's a sister invited me to one of the business meeting.
那有一天呢，就是有个姐妹邀请我去参加他们的一个。
There's a famous speaker is speaking about direct marketing.
邀请我去参加一个他们的就是生意的聚会，然后有一个人呢就在讲。他们的这个
And when I come, the sister introduced I'm a pastor.
那我来的时候呢，这个姐妹就说哦，她是一个牧师。
The speaker get very nervous.
然后那个讲话的人就变得很紧张。
Because they talk about money and you know, direct marketing, and he's very humorous. He sit down and say, oh.Pastor, you talk.
那因为他们讲的就是关于钱啊，怎么直销呀，所以这个人就很聪明，就说啊，牧师你来讲吧。
Of course he's joking, but also see, you know he's. I said you know this. I come to learn. Okay, you talk, I learn.
那我就跟他说哦，我来是来学习的，来你说吧。
And you make the story short. I left earlier.
那我长话短说，我就提前走了。
And then the sister later told me.
那之后呢？这个姐妹跟我说
，The preacher said the pastor is gone. Hallelujah.
然后那个，他们就说：“哎呀，牧师终于走了。”Hallelujah.
So you see, Jesus and this lady, you think about this, you know.
那你看这个撒玛利亚人，你再想想看。
Do you think the woman will open to Jesus and say, "Oh, yeah, I tell you everything," and you know?No.
那你就想想看，这个妇人他会跟耶稣说：“哦，我来告诉你我的生命的一些事情吗？”
Yeah. So, what do you see from this passage? Maybe, Alvin, you show the passage on the screen. So, what do you see? How Jesus present himself?
那我们看看就是
This is what we should learn.
那耶稣怎么样把他自己介绍给这个撒玛利亚人呢？
Yeah, okay.
Well, he made her feel he was showing her that she was worthy of giving him a drink, first of all.
Amazing observation.
And to ask for something from her.
Yeah.
那就是他让这个妇人觉得说这个妇人配的就是给他一杯水喝，就让
大家听到没有
It's a compliment really to ask somebody for something. It's like,
so, 其实就好像是一个就是被欣赏，就是你知道吗，让他给他一杯水喝。
Yeah, yeah, this is a very good point. It's very important.
When
we come somebody, the person is appreciated.
那这是一个很重要的一点，就是这个人呢是被尊重、被欣赏。
You see the person's value.
然后你看到这个人的价值。
Respect.
然后你尊重这个人。
Yeah, respect the in the Bible talk about honor. It means see the person's value. Honor your parents. Always see your parents' value.
那这个就是圣经讲的这个 honor， 这个尊荣呢，就是你看见这个人的价值。
Yeah, that's a very important point.
这是一个非常重要的一点。
David，
突然讲到这儿，我有感觉，就是说，神的那种谦卑就跟过路人的那种形式出现，而不是一个先知或者是神的儿子的规矩，一个谦卑出现。但是他在很谦卑的降卑自己之后呢，他跟那夫人说话呢，就特别有尊重了，有那个对他的尊崇啊。但是呢，他的那个谦卑。
So he comes like humble himself, and by talking to this woman, like he doesn't come as if he's a prince of the peace, or prince of peace, or the son of God, but as a like a
normal
human,
person.
Normal person, like talking to this lady with like humbleness.
Yeah, this is an important point. Sorry, I just very important. We don't.Put ourselves up, you know. We think we know more, you know. We are, you know, somebody. We are special.
那我们是很重要。
Just normal.
就是我们来到一个人面前，不要觉得哦，我们好像很特别，我们是怎么样子。
Jesus indeed here, he's thirsty. He's not thirsty. Pretend to be thirsty. He is thirsty.
那耶稣在这里，他确实是口渴，他并不是假装口渴。
Yeah, it's he's thirsty.
他是真的口渴。
我补充一下刚刚 David 的意思的话，就是也是我自己想要表达的，就是其实它是一种很 natural 很自然的，因为水井就是有水，如果你这个时候说哎，妇人给我一块饼，那就 doesn't make sense， 对不对？它就是很自然。
And Jesus also asked a very natural question, because since there by the well, of course there will be water, like he's not saying okay, can you give me a bread, you know.
因为他说他就说这个点，就是他很谦卑，把自己放下。那我也可以说呢，主耶稣这个时候是人性化，
人性化
接触。
Yeah.
So not only he is very humbled by asking the woman for water, but also he is like acting like in a very human way. You know, like, you
it's know. A human. It's a simply a human. Yes.
Yeah, it's an icebreaker.
But he's a human. Yeah, that's very being natural human. He is thirsty. He is a human. He needs water.
对，他是个人，他口渴了，他就是来问这个问题。
I still remember when I was in Montreal, there was a church. You know, the people coming from China, very smart. They're very smart people. There's one lady made a statement.
那我记得当时我在蒙特利尔这个教会的时候，有很多国内来的，就是很有学问的人。然后当时有一个姐妹呢，就问了这个问题。
He said, she said that the pastor's humility and honesty is fake.
然后他说，这个牧师的这个谦卑呢是装的，
谦卑和诚实都是装出来的，都是假的。
谦卑和诚实都是装的。
I was very surprised, very surprised.
那我当时非常的吃惊。
You know, Jesus doesn't pretend to be humble. He's really naturally humble.
那耶稣并不是假装来就是谦卑，他是真的谦卑。
So this is something Lord will put in us. We don't need to pretend to be humble. We will be humble. We will know we are humans.
那我们也不需要假装来，就是好像我们很谦卑，我们就应该是谦卑。
We just Christians, just a special humans. We're chosen by God, and we're blessed by God. That's all.
那我们基督徒就是被神拣选、蒙福的一群人。
But don't be tempted. We are higher than others.
不要觉得哦，我们比别人更高一点。
No, we're not.
我们并不是这样。
We're not. Yeah. Somebody else have any?
这个撒玛利亚女，她是非常的孤独，非常的羞耻，然后呢？这个耶稣看到了他，看到了他的羞耻。其实我们现代人也是如此。这个耶稣看到撒玛利亚这个人，也会看到今天的我。阿姨都会对我们说话。
So, Jesus see that this Samaritan woman was in shame, and she's also lonely, and Jesus recognized that. And so it's same to us today. Even if we are shameful, even if we You know, lonely God will see that.
So this is something we learn from Jesus. When we see the shame, but Jesus cover, there's a way, you know, not to expose, but to cover. And the following verses are going to show you see that.
那当我们有羞耻的时候呢，耶稣来是要来遮盖这个羞耻，而不是来就是让我们的羞耻敞开出来给别人看。
Anything else?
还有人要说吗？
我觉得耶稣很谦卑的，就是他又真实有这样的需要，他又告诉我这个撒玛利亚妇人，让撒玛利亚妇人来帮他，是让他感受到咱们是彼此需要的，让他看，让那个撒玛利亚妇人感受到他也是可以帮到别人的，但而且这种帮助呢是自然而然的，对方确实是需要。
嗯，
主耶稣确实是口渴的，他也并没有说是想一个技巧啊或者办法呀。跟他拉近关系，而是说主耶稣确实有这样的这个需要对方来帮助他，给他水喝。
So, indeed that Jesus was in need of water, so Jesus creating this kind of a mutual like help, so that so that they can help each other, basically. 是这个意思吧？
对，这样的话，这个撒玛利亚妇人就会没有这个戒备心，
就很自然的，因为他是在说他自己真实的需要。So this Samaritan woman will lay down the
guards.
The guards, yeah, because he indeed was in need of water.
Yes, thank you, Xin. I think you express this very natural. Is that right? It's very natural. This is something we need to practice and to pray. We will be naturally.Human，
是我们需要祷告，我们必须要变成一个非常自然人。
We are humans, but you know, a church sometimes people think they're not humans.
那我们都是人，但是有些人觉得，哎呀，教会那个好像都不是
人，
不是正常人。
You know, when I go out many times, I don't tell people I'm a pastor because if I say I'm pastor.They immediately look at me differently.
我一般我出去我都不告诉人家我是个牧师，因为我一旦说我是牧师，别人看我的眼光都不一样。
Because especially in the Western society, a lot of things happened, and they look at pastor. Either you are holy man, you are holy, too holy.
特别是在西方，就是如果你说你是牧师呢，因为有一些背景的原因，他们会觉得，一方面他会觉得哦，要不你就是一个非常非常圣洁的人。
You are holy man. I'm a sinful man.
啊，你是圣洁的，我是一个污秽的人。我们要有，你要保持距离。
So they don't want to talk to you.
他也不想跟你说话。
Or,
或者呢
？And they said, either you are very crooked. This word, crooked.
Crooked.
Yeah. Either you are a holy man, either you are a crooked man. That's how they look at the pastors.
就是要不你就是一个圣洁的，要不然你就是个扭曲的人。
If God is not true, you are preaching a God which is not true, you are crooked.
如果神不是真的，然后你来宣讲一个神的话，
so、
那你就是扭曲的。
Jesus present himself is not creating a situation. He basically naturally doing that.
但是他并不是在耶稣并没有就特意的做一个事情，而是就是非常自然的来写这个事情。
So
So he had a need, which is a human need, which he could fulfill, and then he was going to fulfill a need. He was going to give her the living water, and really, with church, we need each other. We're all part of a body. You know, we all do a part. We all need each other to refresh ourselves every week, refresh ourselves like living waters, you know, refreshes us. But so it's interesting because she's lonely. She can fulfill his need and he can fulfill her need.
Yes.
And the body of Christ, for sure.
Yeah, 他是简单就是说彼此有需要，就是一个需要喝这个水，另一个呢需要喝这个永恒的水。我们在基督的身体里面是彼此有需要。Amen, amen, amen。
还有一点就很特别啊， yeah. 他在聊耶稣，聊到最后说：“哎呀，叫你的丈夫来喝水啊。”然后耶稣肯定知道他有很多丈夫嘛，哈，那但是呢，他也不揭穿他，要你的丈夫来喝水，就是很 natural 的这个 conversation。然后呢，就引他自己说：“哎，我没有丈夫。”所以耶稣。这一次我没有说啊，你说谎嘛？有时候就是说，哎呀，你是没有。
Maybe let her translate a bit.
So later on in the conversation, and Jesus said that okay, ask the woman to bring her husband, and then in a very natural way, like he didn't just like tell on her, right? And then so also, and so for her to naturally say that okay, I don't have a husband, you know, no.
就是耶稣让他。自己说他的状况，其实。
So basically, Jesus is letting her to tell her situation by herself, you know, not to expose.
在服侍的过程哈，有时候我们会知道某某人那个状况。我们有时候可能会不小心会让他知道，你已经知道我的状况，我都不愿意跟你敞开。
So sometimes during our ministry, a lot of times we, you know, like we kind of know the situation that the person is in.And then to the point that the person doesn't want to share because he knows or she knows that you already know the like her problem.
所以我们祷告神给我们这个智慧和这个怜悯和这个爱心，像耶稣这样的，就是说呢，让他自动的敞开，而不是说你去感让他感觉说，哎呀，我是高高在上，已经知道你的问题了，我来是要帮助你的问题，这个就比较有点让别人你是居高临下，或者你是来给，就是这样给。
So we need to pray for wisdom so that in our ministry we will not let the other person think we already know everything and we're here to help you, you know, as a, you know, like the help of going like up to downwards, like rather than let the person tell you like what their situation is.You know, like not as、
Amen.
Yeah, not as if like we are here to help. You know, like
yeah. Susan's point is that let the person open herself.
So yes, Susan 讲就是要让对方呢自己来敞开自己。
Actually, in ministry, this is a very important point. The degree the person open is the degree you can help.Mm-hmm. If the person doesn't open some things, if you try to help in that area.She or he will be very scared because she is not ready.
那其实，在服侍当中呢，就是这个人对你敞开多少呢？也就是你能够服侍，就是帮助到多少。如果说他不愿意敞开，然后你又想帮助的时候呢，他就会非常害怕。
So you can never help a person if she's afraid to open.
所以呢，你没有
especially the spiritual things.
特别是在属灵上呢，就你没有帮助，没有办法帮助一个人不愿意向你敞开。
That's why in the ministry, like in helping people, not just ministry, helping anybody is to first let the person express herself.
那其实就在服侍，不仅仅的服侍，在任何的一个帮助别人啊，你第一件事情就是要垂听，要让别人敞开来。
That's why we talk about listening. Listening is very important.
所以我们说呢，就是聆听是非常重要的。
Listening is something all of us need to practice in this age.
那其实在这个时代呢，每一个人都要操练来聆听。
Because we know too much knowledge, we want to give, we want to talk, but we learn to listen.
那因为我们都有很多知识，我们都可以来讲，但是呢，我们需要学习的是来聆听。
Yeah, when we listen, a lot of times people, after you listen to the person, the first thing that the person is open, is that right? When she or he speaks, he's open.
那当然就是你聆听的时候呢，他会敞开他自己来跟你说跟你讲。
If you want her or to receive anything your gospel, any idea, you need the person to be open. Is that right?
那你如果你想让别人就是来接受你的福音或者是你任何的东西，你必须的条件就是他要敞开。
If the person is not open, no matter how what you do, it's useless.
那如果这个人不敞开呢？你做多少都是没用的。
Even Bible, God does not do anything if the person is not open. How can we do anything? You know?
那甚至就是神啊，圣经都没有办法帮助，你能做多少？
Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, in Bible, God does not do things if God, the person is not open.
那其实在圣经上呢，就是神，如果一个人没有向他神敞开，神也不会。
Because God respects people's free will.
因为呢，神尊重我们的自由意识。
That's also God also covers people.As who he is.
那神呢也会就是遮盖，就是遮盖这个人的本性本相。
So, in New Testament, Jesus made a declaration: I do not come to judge, I come to save.
那呢，在新约呢，这个耶稣呢也说了这句话，就是我来并不是要来审判，我来呢是要来救赎。
拯救。So if we expose people's problem, but we cannot save, the judgment will come.The people feel judged.
那如果呢，我们把一个人的问题敞开了，但是我们又没有办法来帮助这个人呢？其实我们就是在定这个人的罪。
But can we help the person? It depends on the person's degree of faith. How, you know, how much she or he can trust, you know?
那这个人是否能够就是来得救呢？在乎就是他向你来敞开多少。
So that's why it's so important for us to learn to listen.
所以呢，我们来学聆听呢是非常重要的。
Learn to listen.
那我们要学习来聆听。
And don't try to draw a conclusion quickly.
也不要就是马上来下一个结论。
Don't try to make the person accept your ideas quickly.
也不要让对方呢就是很快的来接受你的看法想法。
This is a very important thing nowadays because we are all smart. We all why don't you see this?
其实这个很重要，因为我们这个年代我们都很聪明，我们会觉得为什么你不看到我这一点呢？
Why don't you do this?
你为什么不这样做呢？
But we forgot when we were doing that takes ages. Takes a lot of grace. A lot of failures.
那你忘记了你能够做到这样，其实你也是经历很多的就是失败，经历过很多次的尝试。
So Jesus knows this, you know, like he covers this woman.
所以呢，耶稣呢是来遮盖这个妇人。
But sometimes we cover a person, we might lie. Well, this person, should we balance? Should we lie? You know, he's doing bad. Why should I say he's good? You know.
那有的时候我们说要遮盖别人的时候呢，我们常常会撒谎。所以你会觉得，哎，我们怎么样来平衡这个？他确实不好啊，我们不能就说他好呀。
So this Lord will train our hearts. If our hearts are truly humble and loving, people can feel.
那神呢，其实在操练我们的这个心。如果我们的心是真的有爱呢，神人能够看到我们的这样的谦卑，这样子的爱。
You see, Jesus here is talking about your husband. Jesus is not lying. I just explained to you.
那这里呢，耶稣。讲到这个妇人的丈夫，那耶稣呢也没有撒谎。
Because this is not her husband.
因为确实这个丈夫不是她的丈夫。
Because the original language, the husband is your man is the husband.
那这个丈夫呢，在原文里面呢讲的是你的男人。
Yeah, in old days the same thing. Your man, your woman, your man is your husband.
那其实在我们的文化也是这样，以前的文化也是这样，你的男人就是你的丈夫，你的女人就是太太。
If I say your man, you say which man? Then you are in trouble.
如果你问一个妇人说，哎，你的男人，然后那个妇人说哪一个男人，那这个妇人就有麻烦。
It's by default.By default, everybody knows your man is your only husband.
那就是，就是人家说你的男人呢，就是一定就是指的是你的丈夫。
So here Jesus said, "Let your man also come."
所以呢，这个耶稣说，让你的男人也来。
Because I do not have a man.
他说，哦，我没有男人呢。
Jesus said, "You already had five men, and this man is not your man.
那他说啊，你已经有过五个男人，但是这个男人现在也不是你的男人。
But naturally, you know, telling the truth.
他其实就是在讲一个真实。
But also covered her.
那同时呢，也在遮盖。
Jesus didn't lie.
耶稣并没有撒谎。
The Lord will give us this wisdom when we speak. If we have that truly merciful heart, Lord will give that words. We do not tell the lie. At the same time, we can cover people.
那呢，神如果我们有这样的爱的时候呢，神也会给我们这样的智慧，让我们可以不撒谎的情况下呢，真实的情况下。
People feel love.
来遮盖一个人。
People feel love.
那个人呢，也会感受到爱。
Yeah. Anything else you observe?
你还就是观察到什么？
Well, she also ran into the town and told everybody, even though she wanted to hide herself and didn't associate maybe with a lot of people there, she still was willing and convinced enough to run into town and talk to everybody and tell them.
Something changed.
So something changed in her.
那这个女人呢，虽然她不想遇到别人，可是呢，她之后还是跑在这个城里边就宣讲耶稣，所以呢，她就是神就是改变了这个人，改变了她。
Basically, the encounter experience with Jesus is a life-changing experience.
那这个跟耶稣就是啊遇见的这个事情呢，成为一个改变他生命的一件事情。
The shame is gone.
这个羞耻褪去了。
The shame is gone. It's amazing.
羞耻褪去了。
How come?
为什么呢
？Cindy, Cindy, you have something, yes?
对，今天那个牧师讲到了那个，刚才讲到了遮盖。也讲到了曝光，我就记得我当时来那个受洗在这个教会的时候，我儿子也来嘛，我有时候就会说孩子呀，说这个不是就跟我谈，就说在下面跟我说，你要遮盖他，就是不要把他孩子的那些事情曝光。我用了很应该是好几年，在就会想起牧师这个话，然后努力的去这样子做。然后我不是说做得更好了，但是我能够说的是，我跟我儿子的关系现在就是他会主动的跟我讲一些事情呀，跟我打电话呀，所以我现在一直都在体会牧师说的这个，你要遮盖他，你不要都曝光他。原来我跟他晚上一起祷告的时候，你需要
Pastor Bing was talking about, you know, like exposing something or like covering something. So she remembers when she first came, get baptized, and she would talk about her son's problem. And Pastor Bing will tell her to, you know, cover her son's with, you know, like love covering instead of exposing. So she's been practicing for many years, not saying she's got better, but however, the relationship with her son has got a lot better now. They can like pray together.
So you can translate a sentence by sentence.
Yeah.
一句一句翻译。
对，就是我以前嘛，跟我儿子一起祷告的时候，我儿子说，我不说阿门。你在给神告个状。
So before when she prays with her son, pray with her son, the son will say, I will not say amen because you were accusing me in front of God.
我总是说，哎呀，主啊，你帮助他呀，让他不要做事情这么拖拉呀。
So I will pray. So I pray, God, help my son so that he will not be, you know, like procrastinate.
现在呢，我在跟他一起祷告的时候，我就知道，就是说不要告状。
So now when I pray with him, I know that I shouldn't accuse him.
对，甚至就是就像他在学校遇到什么事情呀，有时候他会肚子疼或者什么，他给我打电话说：“妈妈，你帮我祷告一下。Wow. ”
So now, like if he has a problem in school, like say if he has a stomach ache, he will call me and say, "Mom, pray for me."
所以这就是我说，我用这么多年在学习，就是体会和操练牧师说的这个。
So all these years I've been practicing what Pastor Bing was saying, that you know you should covering each other's sin instead of exposing it.
Yeah.
Thank you for Cindy for sharing, because this is very important.
谢谢那个 Cindy.
Well, when we are, you know, we want our husband to come to the church. We want our sons, daughters to come to the church.
那、
right?
那其实我们希望我们的丈夫来到教会，希望我们的孩子来到教会。
Sometimes, before your husband come in, he found out the pastor knows everything. Pastor is not a prophet, already know everything.
所以你丈夫来之前呢，你的丈夫都觉得，哎，怎么教会的人都知道我的事情？牧师也不是先知，他怎么就全知道了呢？
So they feel uncomfortable, you know.
所以他们会觉得不舒服。
Now this is God's wisdom, you know. We want to help people.
So this is 神的一个智慧呢，神是希望来帮助人。
This is very important. People feel safe.
那这是非常重要，因为我们要人感觉到安全。
So Jesus cover our sins.
所以呢，耶稣来就是要来遮盖我们的罪。
Jesus really covers.
那耶稣真的是来遮盖。
I'm very, very touched. I my faith increased when I was serving with Pastor Emil. You know.
那我当时跟那个以面牧师呢一起服侍的时候呢，我的信心真的是大有增长。
Because when I hear how God speaks, God always covers.
那因为呢，我听见当神说话的时候呢，神永远都是来遮盖。
You know, Pastor Emil was a prophet, and when he goes to a Chinese church, I go to translate for him. What he says to people is very, very accurate. The past, you know, about the past.
那呢，就是以缪他是一个先知呢，他有时候去中国人的教会服侍，我就会帮他翻译。那他当他发预言的时候呢，他讲的话呢都是非常真实的，关于这个人的过去。
But you cannot hear the God is exposing you.
但是呢你却听不会听到神就是好像来掀你的牢。
God will never say you have this thing, you sinned this before, that before, that before, never.
那耶稣不会说啊、哦，你犯了这个罪，犯了那个罪，犯了那个罪，从来不会。
It's amazing, amazing. You know the God's love. Basically, Jesus says, "I have covered you. I never mentioned it."
那你就发现神的这个爱，他说我来就是来遮盖你的，我的保险遮盖你，我不会来。
I go with him to some of the Chinese church. The leaders I know, some of the brothers and sisters I know really well.
那我跟他。
But when he provides, he knows nothing. But the things are so accurate, but there's no exposing.
那呢，我当跟他们一起服侍的时候，去那个教会，那里边的弟兄姐妹还有那些牧者，我都认识。然后呢，他讲的时候呢，讲的真的是非常的准确，可是却没有任何就是责怪，就是揭裂牢底的那种感觉。
It's amazing.
It's like what you did to me that day, which I'll repeat it. Some of you heard the story when I had no hair after when I was doing chemo, and I was sitting at home, and Pastor called me.
所以那我就想讲一下，他当时就是他说他当时做了那个化疗，他头发就没有了。
Right, and he said, you're wearing a purple turban, but it's not a Sikh turban, it's a Muslim turban, like a Muslim turban.
In a vision.
But Pastor told me.
哦，那牧师就说呢，哦，我看见了你就是戴着一个紫色的一个包头的巾，但是他。是一个穆斯林那样的包头巾，啊，不是穆斯林的包头巾。
嗯。
Yeah, and actually, I was sitting there wearing the head cover my mom had made. It was a light purple, flat top, round, like a Muslim type turban. So that's you didn't expose me for anything. You just told me I know what you're doing. I can see you, and now I knew that you were directly connected.
当时呢，他戴的就是他妈妈帮他做的一个帽子，就是有一点像穆斯林那样的帽子，戴的紫色的，
跟他电话里。
So I think that increase your faith.
Yeah. 对，当时是他在电话里就没有看见他，但是他在灵里边看见了，他就觉得说，他真的是在灵里跟神有联系。
So come to this point, we will talk about Jesus here also use spiritual gifts.
那在这里呢，我要讲一下，耶稣呢也会使用就是属灵的恩赐。
You know, this Jesus knew this woman had five husbands. This is a word of knowledge. It's revealed by God.
那呢，这里耶稣知道这个女人呢有五个丈夫，所以呢，这是一个启示性的一个恩膏。
Brothers, sisters, these spiritual gifts are common still for all of us. Very important to help people.
那呢，其实弟兄姐妹，这个启示的恩膏呢，其实是非常普遍的，而且是可以来帮助我。
So we pray the Holy Spirit move among us. We need to, we say, yes, Lord, we need these gifts.
那我们就是要祷告说，神啊，我们需要这样的恩赐。
Now here Jesus used a gift that's very powerful.
那神呢，这个耶稣使用这个恩赐呢，是非常有能力。
Because the woman know that God is near, God knows her.
那因为这个女人知道呢，这个神是真的，神就在她旁边。
Because Jesus' love and mercy, she also know God love her, does not expose her. You see, that's very important.
这个女人知道呢，神是爱她的，爱她也不会就是说揭她老底。
So this is a part the Lord will train us. Our humility, love, and our gifts will grow together.
所以呢，神要操练我们，就是谦卑、爱心，还有我们的恩赐呢，都一起成长。
There's a time it's not balanced. It's okay.
但是当然，有的时候我们不能平衡，也是 OK 的。
So because the Lord is responsible, He will train us.
那因为呢，耶神呢，就是会为我们负责到底。
But we need to be open for the spiritual gifts.
但是我们需要对这个属灵的恩赐来
敞开。It's very powerful. You know, when you pray to God, God said something. You said to the person, it's very powerful.
这是非常有能力。当你就是祷告，神跟你说一件事情，你把这个事情跟那个人说。
People immediately know God is here.
这是非常神就会知道啊，神在这里。
But also we present a God who's loving, who's saving.It's not to accuse, not to condemn us.
那我们代表的是一个就是爱我们的神，给我们mercy 的神，不是来定我们罪的神。
But when we are young, we cannot be balanced. Sometimes, you know, the Lord is training us.
那当我们就是在主里年轻的时候，可能有的时候我们不能来平衡，也没有关系，神会教导我们。
I remember when I was young in the Lord, I prayed to see visions, and then with a young man, he's very close to me.One day I pray, I see the wine bottles.
那我当时刚信主的时候呢，我就是祷告，我就看到异象。然后呢，我当时旁边有一个年轻人，我跟他祷告的时候，我就看到很多酒瓶子。
Because he was, he had trouble with alcohol, but now he goes back to alcohol.
那他当时就是有一些酒精上的问题，后来呢，他又重新就是开始酗酒。
When I speak this, that time I was young, I said.See, I got it. See, I got it.
那因为我当时很年轻。
God told me.
然后我就跟他说：“看，你看，我知道你这个问题。”
You know what happened later?
啊，你知道后来发生什么了吗？
I said, "You see, God told me. I see vision. You're drinking, and you need to repent."
那当你想想，我当时跟他说：“哦，神告诉我了，你有这个酒，这个酗酒的问题。你喝酒了。”
You know what happened later?
你知道后来发生什么了吗？
啊。Yeah, see, basically, he didn't want to see me anymore. That's all.
之后就是这个人再也不想见到我。
But I talked to the Lord. I said, Lord says it's okay. You just need to know this, and then you need to learn, and then I'm going to train you with that merciful heart. You know.
那我就跟神说了这个事情，神说也没有关系，就是让你知道，然后我要教导你知道怎么说话。
Also, don't be afraid because that brother, he's God's child. God is responsible.
那你也不要担心，这个弟兄呢是神的儿子，神呢一定会为他。
We also need to have that faith.
那我们也要有这样的信心。
Yeah, sometimes when we do something wrong, we say, "Oh, we screw up."We, you know, Satan will accuse us. Don't let Satan accuse you. You just did your part.
那有的时候我做错一件事情呢，你我就让撒旦来就是控告你，但是不要让他控告你，没有关系。
So because of the time, I really appreciate everybody respond. This is very alive.
那就是因为时间关系呢，我非常感谢大家的回应。
There's one point also I observed is Jesus had a very long conversation with the woman.
那另外一点呢，我看到这里就是耶稣呢跟这个妇人有一个非常长的一个沟通。
Jesus never had a long conversation with anybody.
那其实耶稣跟其他人没有这么长。
But if you read, usually conversation three times is enough.
那呢通常呢，你读的话就是有三个来回这样的沟通就已经足够了。
You know, Jesus said, "That's it."
耶稣就停止了这个。
That's it. Right to the point. But with this woman, seven times.
那跟这个妇人呢有七段对话。
So this is something we need to learn also.
那这也是我们需要学的。
Don't cut the conversation.
啊，不要很快的，就是。
Lord will train our patience.
神要操练我们的这个耐心。
You know, don't just say I have to go to the point.
不要直接就是插入这个重点。
Yeah, you can go to the point.
那你可以直接进入重主题。
But the person might never want to talk to you anymore.
这个人可能再也不想跟你说话了。
Yeah, I got the point. You're drinking. You suppose not.
还是我已经知道重点了，就是我不能喝酒。
But didn't want to see me anymore.
但是还再也不想见到你了。
You see, that's why Bible said the love is patience.
但是圣经说的爱就是恒久的忍耐。
You see, love is patience, very important, brothers and sisters. Without patience, we cannot talk about love.
那恒久忍耐是很重要的，没有忍耐的是可你可以永你就没有办法谈爱。
Basically, Jesus, I let the woman be herself. She needs to be slowly. You know, she couldn't understand what I'm talking about. Living water is okay, but we continue the conversation.
那这个耶稣呢，就让这个对话呢，就是跟这个女人就比较长对话。她可能不能理解活水，但是没有关系，我接着跟她说。
So we need to learn that if somebody they don't listen to us, it's okay.
所以我们要学习。
If now they don't understand our point, it's okay.
那呢，如果有个人呢不能理解你说的啊，或者是不明白，没有关系。
If we have good stuff, want to give it to them, they don't appreciate it, it's okay.
那如果我们有好东西要给这个人，这个人呢不能接受也没有关系。
We can continue the conversation.
我们可以继续的来对话。
If I talk about salvation, you are not interested, we can talk about the dogs.
如果我跟你说救恩你没有兴趣，那我们就可以谈谈我们的狗。
You know, you know, for the Canadian people, you talk about dogs, they are going to be open.
要对加拿大人，如果你跟他谈狗，他们马上就向你敞开。
For some Chinese, if you talk about money, they are open.
对中国人说，你讲钱，他们马上给你开门。
Some people, when you talk about their children, they are open.
那有些人，你跟他谈是孩子，他就向你来。
Some people, if you talk about politics, they are going to be open.
有的人他你跟他讲政治，
所以想要敞开。So you don't have to, right now you have to accept my point.
你不需要现在就立刻的来，就是要接受我的这个看。
So that's a respect.
这是一个尊重。
The person where she is important.
那这个这妇人呢，她这个当时这个状况呢是没有关系的。
You cannot bring a person, she's here, you can bring to that state in the spirit.
那如果一个人在灵里在这里的时候，你不可以马上把他拉到这边。
You know, physically, if the person is weak, you cannot make her to just take up 200 pounds. You cannot.
那如果一个人身体是很虚弱，你不可能让他马上举起200磅。
So spiritually, because we cannot see, we suppose what I can do, other people can also do. No, not true. Same thing. They cannot take it.
那在灵里也是一样的。你认为你可以的，并不代表别人也可以。
So if they cannot take it, if we put on them, they will crush.
那如果你觉得他们可以，你把这个重担压在他们身上的时候，他就会。
So this is a journey. This is a way. Jesus said, "I am the way."
所以呢，这是一个道路。那耶稣说了，我就是道路。
The way you need to walk step by step.
那道路呢，就是我们要一步一步的行。
So that's why Jesus had a long conversation with this lady.
所以呢，耶稣跟这个妇人呢有一个非常长的一个对话。
In the conversation, step by step, you see that Jesus would speak great, great revelations to her. She was able to receive.
那呢，在这个对话当中呢，神呢就跟她敞开这个极大的一个奥秘，以至于
most important is she feels safe to express herself.
那更重要的一点呢，就是他觉得很安全，他能够来向他敞开。
The first expression is that you are Jew, I'm a Samaritan woman. How come you ask me? You know, she dares to communicate.
你想，他第一句就说：“哎，我是撒玛利亚人，你是犹太人。”他就是一开始他就能够敞开。
Maybe she thinks this young man, she's too.Ignorant. You know, she's not a rabbi. Rabbi with those turbans. If you know, rabbi is a priest dressed up, this woman,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
He's knowledgeable. He's a learned man. Is that right? She maybe treated the person different. Maybe Jesus was so humble, you know, so ordinary. She started argument, you know?
那这个妇人呢，一开始就问这个问题，也许他认为这个耶稣呢，可能是就是没有学识的人，比如说如果是一个拉比在的话，可能他穿得很好啊，可能这个妇人就不会问这样子的问题。
Yeah, you see, she's get more and more safe to open herself. Later she asks, our son said we have to worship here, but you Jews say you have to worship in Jerusalem. Where should we worship? She started asking this called religious question.
那你想看他后来呢跟耶稣说，哎，我们是要在这里敬拜还在那里敬拜，你想看他已经开始问这种信仰上的问题。
You see, this woman, when we see this kind of people, we think maybe they are far away from God.You know, you're living with this man and that's what happened to your life as I screw up. But actually, in her heart, she's doing what? She's asking a very serious question all the time. It's a very serious question. Where should we worship?
那你想想看，这样的妇人呢，跟了这么多男人，你可能会觉得，哦，他们好像离神很远。可是你想想看，这个女人却问的是这种问题，就是这种信仰的问题，到底在哪里敬拜？
You see, these people, we don't look at the people from the surface appearance. People, they have their heart, only God knows. Many people, they are thirsty of the truth, thirsty of God. But Bible said, we actually block. we become a block, you know. We block the way for them to go to God. Bible said, sometimes, like Pharisees, they block. They say, you block.The way for people to go from here to there.
所以我们不要看人的外表，不要认为人是这样那样那样。有的时候呢，我们会成为一个阻拦。耶稣圣经上说，就是我们成为一个阻拦，让这些人没有办法进到神的面前，就像法利赛人一样。
So actually, this ask this question, thirsty of God, but she didn't know who to ask. You see,
她其实是非常饥渴神，她在问了这个问题，但她不知道问谁。
Do you think she would go to a priest to ask?
你觉得他会跑到一个祭司面前去问这样的问题吗？
Go to a leader to ask.
他就问找一个领袖来问一下吗？
Now this man, I can ask.
但是他觉得这个人我可以来问。
She feels very safe.
他感觉到非常的安全。
You know, very very safe. And that's the thing. You know, when we are with people, let people feel safe to be themselves.
那我们跟别人在一起的时候呢，我们要让对方感觉到安全。
Many times, did you hear some people say, "Can I ask a stupid question?"
你会不会听到有的人说，啊，我能不能问一个愚蠢的问题
？Why they say this?
为什么他们这么说呢
？Because they dare not to ask. Sometimes they try to hold. Is that right?
因为他们不敢问，所以他有时候就。
Because I don't want the people look at me when I'm stupid.
因为他不想让人觉得，哦，看我好像愚蠢的。
But Jesus won't.Let people feel that you can ask any questions.
但耶稣不会让我们这么觉得，我们可以向他问任何的问题。
And then Jesus gave the answer, which is the greatest declaration in New Testament. It's about true worship.
那么这个耶稣呢，也跟他回答了这个问题，一个就是一个最大的一个就是一个宣告。
This woman was changed.
那这个妇人呢就改变了。
That's amazing. The change is amazing.
那这个改变呢是奇妙的一个改变。
Yeah, this is wonderful. People continue to meditate on the passage.
那呢，我们也可以继续的来思考这个对话。
I just give one example from my experience.
那我从
a testimony.
我的那个经历，我给你们讲一个见证。
You know, when we practice this, it's very powerful.
当我们就是来操练的时候呢，是非常有能力的。
When I was in the Bible school, we had some students from China. They are not believers.But there was a professor bringing them in. They are doing PhD in philosophy, mixed with us to learn the same course.
那我当时在圣灵学校的时候呢，有一群从中国来的，他们不信主，可是因为他们是学哲学的，所以他跟我们一起来，就是上一样的课。
So there's this lady, it's a student. She's doing a PhD in philosophy, but she's studying Bible, but she's not a believer. She studied Bible really, really deep.
那这个姐妹呢？这个女人呢？她是学就是哲学的博士，她就学了很多圣经，她对圣经很了解，可是她不信主。
So we were taking the same course. Make the story short. This is about the book of Job. We need to do an outline. Everybody have a different outline of the book of Job.
当时我们学的是约伯记，就是呢，每个人给约伯记就是做一个大纲。
I applied some of the things here.
那我也把就是放了一些就是。
It's powerful.
这段经文的。
You see, I am a student, I'm a true believer, I'm going to be a pastor. Do you think I will ask a person who's not a believer to help me?
你想问我，我是一个我在学习怎么样成为一个牧师，我会问一个不信主的人吗？
You know, I think what she thinks or wrote, writes or learns is totally off the track. You know?
那我其实
talk about the Bible is not on the point, you know?
他因为他不信主，我觉得他写的这个东西都不是在就是主题上。
You know, I was not natural. I pretend.
I pretend
to be humble. It's powerful. We pretend to be humble is also powerful.
那我其实当时并不是真的谦卑，我就是假装谦卑。
I said, okay, could you? I know you are studying this, and she's very deep in a deep.I also pretty sincere. I said, could you give me some of your stuff, your material, your notes? I want to learn from you.
那我当时就跟他说，我能不能借一下你的这些笔记啊，这些大纲啊，我想学习一下。
You know what happened?
你知道发生什么吗？
She suddenly opened.
她突然呢就敞开她自己。
She's willing to listen to me.
她也开始就愿意听我讲话。
You
know,
listen to, it's very interesting. Because you appreciate her work.Normally, we have groups, we try to, the professor bring them in to the school. The purpose is for us to evangelize these students, so they, later on they are going to be in China to be professors. that's the goal of this professor.
当时我们的教授把这群人带进来了，他的目的就是让我们这些人呢跟他们传福音，以至于他们以后呢可以进到中国的大学里面去。
They are going to be professors.
他因为这些人也会成为当以后的大学教授。
But they are usually they feel we do not receive them.
那 一般呢，他们都觉得我们并没有接纳他们。
We try to convert them.
那我们的目的就是要就是让他们变为基督徒。
When we are together, we eat, drink, do a lot of things together. They feel we try to convert them.
那我们虽然在一起吃吃喝喝，但是他们都会觉得，哎，我们想要改变他们。
You know the convert, convert.
你看这个改变、扭变、扭转他们。
They know.
他们都知道的。
But when you respect them, their hearts are going to be open.
但是呢，如果你尊重他们的时候呢，这个结果就不一样。
Another lady, very interesting, and just she's very hard to share gospel.
那另外一个呢，她就是一个姐妹呢，就是非常难跟她传福音。
I just shared when the heart's open, it's different.
那我就是想分享一下。
Before she leave, she's going to go back to China.
那她准备回中国的时候
，Susan and I invited her for a meal.
那 Susan 和我呢就请她过来吃饭。
Susan liked to talk about, do you have a boyfriend? Because she's about 30 years old.
那
you know, a PhD in philosophy.
那苏婶就问她，哎呀，你有没有男朋友啊？因为这个姐妹当时是30岁，然后她又是一个博士，
哲学博士。
苏婶
and I always like to talk about this. If somebody we want to do matchmakers.
那我们都很喜欢做媒人。
So Susan just naturally talk about, do you have a, then she started talking about how to make boyfriends.
How to make a boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. 然后呢，我宿舍就说啊，你有没有男朋友？他就开始讲一顿理论，说怎么样能够有
交男朋友。
交男朋友。
宿舍 is very natural.
但是宿舍是很自然的。
You know what? After we talk, she started crying.
No, 他讲完以后呢，他就哭了。
We don't know what happened because you know, 30 years old, PhD in philosophy.Sorry to say this, okay? Exposed people, not good looking.
那你看30岁，然后呢，又是一个哲学博士，然后呢，不好意思，要揭露一下，她也不是很漂亮。
You know, of course, you know, like in China, it's difficult.
那在中国呢是很难找到的。
And she started crying.
她就开始哭了。
You know what happened?
发生什么了呢？
We said, just, Lord, we help you receive Jesus.
那我们就跟他说，耶稣会帮助你，就接受耶稣。
You know what she did?
你知道怎么了
？Yes.
他就说是好的。
And before she left our house, she asked a lot of cassette tapes. Those days we're using cassette. You know, the preaching songs. Because she's going back to China, we said, okay, take as much as you want.
那他走之前呢，他就问我们要一些这个录影带，当时还是用的是录影带。我们就想他明天就走了，说，哎，你要多少都给你们。
So what I'm saying is that Jesus' way is the best.
那我想说的事情就是耶稣的道路就是最好的道路。
His way is the best.
他的道路就是最好的道路。
He set examples for us.
他就是为我们就是。
We win people.
做了一个榜样。
Win friends.
来赢得。
Win people's hearts.
赢人赢朋友。
Heal people's hearts.
帮医治朋友。
Heal relationships.
来医治关系。
Okay, let's pray and then we can pray, pray in groups.
那我们先祷告，然后之后我们可以分组祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment.
我们天上的父，我们感谢你。
It's indeed an ordinary moment.
这是一个非常平常的一个时候。
Because you come here as a normal human being.
因为呢，你来以一个自然人的身份来在我们身边。
This is also a holy moment.
那同时呢，也是一个圣洁的时刻。
Because Son of God is among us.
因为神的儿子在我们当中。
And teaching us.
来教导我们。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Thank you. Your example is so precious.
谢谢你，你的这个榜样是这么的宝贵。
Your natural humility.
主啊，你这个自然人的这个谦卑。
Your patience.
主啊，你的忍耐。
Your mercifulness.
主啊，你的这个恩慈。
And Lord, that's something we really need to put into our heart.
这是我们需要放在我们的心里面。
Because many, many people want, they're thirsty about the questions about God, like this woman.
因为有很多很多人就像这个妇人一样饥渴，想知道这个神属灵的这个答案。
But they don't know who to ask.
但是他们不知道向谁来问。
Let them find a group of people, find a church, which is safe for them to ask questions.
让他们找到一个地方，一个教会是能够让他们感觉到安全，可以来问这样子问题。
Let them find a place they are not judged.
让他们找到一个地方，让他们不被论断。
Let them find a place, and they are not exposed.
让他们找到一个地方是不被来掀开这个牢底的。
But they feel they are accepted and loved.
让他们觉得是被接纳，是被爱的。
Lord, we just pray and thank you.
就让我们祷告感谢。
You are healing us first.
你来先来医治我们。
Healing our intellect, healing our soul.
来医治我们的。思想意念医治我们
healing our emotions
医治我们的情感医治我们的心灵
and you will put that patience in us
你也把那样的忍耐放在我们里面
put that respect in us
把那样子的尊重放在我们里面
put that humility in us
把这样子的谦卑放在我们里面
Lord we just thank you
主啊我们感谢你
we receive it
主啊我们也来领受
and live it out
我们也来行出来
by your grace And you also bless the following time.
主啊，你也祝福接下来的时间。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名来祷告。
Amen. Amen. Amen.